Chapter 130, Joy in Religion. The future abode of the righteous, and their everlasting reward, are high and ennobling themes for the young to contemplate. Dwell upon the marvelous plan of salvation, the great sacrifice made by the King of Glory that you might be elevated through the merits of His blood, and by obedience finally be exalted to the throne of Christ. This subject should engage the noblest contemplation of the mind. To be brought into favor with God, what a privilege! Young friends, I saw that with such employment and diversion as this, you might be happy. But the reason why you are restless is, you do not seek to the only true source for happiness. You are ever trying to find out of Christ the enjoyment which is found only in Him. In Him are no disappointed hopes. Prayer, oh, how is this precious privilege neglected? The reading of the Word of God prepares the mind for prayer. One of the greatest reasons why you have so little disposition to draw nearer to God by prayer is, you have unfitted yourselves for this sacred work by reading fascinating stories, which have excited the imagination and aroused unholy passions. The Word of God becomes distasteful, the hour of prayer is forgotten. Prayer is the strength of the Christian. When alone, he is not alone. He feels the presence of one who has said, "Lo, I am with you alway." The young want just what they have not, namely, religion. Nothing can take the place of this. Profession alone is nothing. Names are registered upon the church books upon earth, but not in the book of life. I saw that there is not one in 20 of the youth who knows what experimental religion is. They serve themselves, and yet profess to be servants of Christ, but unless the spell which is upon them be broken, they will soon realize that the portion of the transgressor is theirs. As for self-denial or sacrifice for the truth's sake, they have found an easier way above it all. As for the earnest pleading with tears and strong cries to God for His pardoning grace, and for strength from Him to resist the temptations of Satan, they have found it unnecessary to be so earnest and zealous. They can get along well without it. Christ, the King of Glory, went often alone to the mountains and desert places to pour out His soul's request to His Father, but sinful man, in whom is no strength, thinks he can live without so much prayer.